For KFSK News, I'm Joe Vicnicki, and welcome, and thanks for joining us for Borough Business. This is a call-in show. You're welcome to call in at 772-3808. That's the phone number. We'll put you on the air. You can ask a question or make a comment. Joined in the studio today by Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen and the Borough's Community and Economic Development Director, Liz Cabrera, as well as Assembly Member Nancy Strand. Thank you all for coming in today. And let's talk about the Borough Assembly agenda for tonight. One of the items on it is the comprehensive plan. I know the consultants for the Borough came in and gave a big presentation at your last, the Borough's Assembly's last meeting. Heard about some of the things that are in the plan. And now the Borough and all the boards and commissions have to start taking a look at it, hold some public hearings on this, and get through the process of whether you want to approve this plan eventually or not. Is that right, Mark? Or is
that's the way it appears, and we have a schedule here that we're going to go over that was presented to us at their last meeting by the people who did the work. And Liz has added a few more specific dates just so we could pin down the first, second, and third reading of it. So it'll be in like February and March is the plan. But we'll discuss that tonight as an assembly and see what everybody thinks.
So you would be actually considering the plan itself for approval February, March, or not till later?
And that would be the first, second, and third reading is what Liz has proposed just
right.
to meet the...
I think it's the 21st for the
March.
Final.
March, April.
Yeah, Liz, maybe you could just go through what the schedule looks like.
Sure.
And first off, these plans are both on the Borough's website, so people can download. There's multiple documents there. There's some quick executive summaries, which is the only thing I've read through at this point. But if you're looking for reading over the holidays and want to check out these plans, that's a good time to download them and go through them. And when would what's the schedule here for considering them then?
They make great stocking stuffers,
too.
Yeah. basically, it's an outline of a schedule where we would have seven public hearings or slash meetings between the beginning of middle of January to the end of March. And it would allow for the public to present their comments to the Planning Commission, the Harbor Advisory Board, because one of the main components is also a waterfront development plan. And so the Harbor Board's going to take the lead on that. And then it goes all the way through the Planning Commission's recommendations to the Assembly, and then the Assembly has to consider it by ordinance, so they would be doing three readings. All told, it's a 90-day review process, so I think that provides ample time for people to take a look at it. It is a hefty document, and it's about 150 pages for the plan, and the waterfront's a little bit smaller. But, you know, sometimes it helps just to look at the parts that you're most interested in and focus on those and hope that other people pick out the parts that they might be most interested in.
If nothing else, go to the recommendations for what the consultants kind of list as for
the
overall
highlights
for the town,
mm-hmm,
of what the town could do going forward. There are some real specific stuff that the borough could pursue, both for the waterfront and the town as a whole. Nancy, have you had a chance to read any of the, even the executive summary or the full documents at this point?
No, to do it over the
Christmas holiday. And some of the stuff, I mean, they're not real different from the drafts that came out way back in last May, right?
I have read some of the drafts.
Yeah, okay. So, but there's new stuff added in, some of the things that the borough asked for, including financials on the harbors and... also, is the land use map in there as well?
There
the
is a general land use map for the whole borough. And again, that's just a kind of a map of intent of what we would think that in the future we might use that property for. And that's part of the comprehensive plan. And then there's also, as part of the waterfront plan, the borough asked for a condition assessment of our existing infrastructure as well as PAPKEs, Dock and Kuprinoff Dock, since there's a possibility of the state wanting to turn those over. So I think there's a lot of really good and valuable information that we can use going forward in there.
So with the borough boundary case decided, is that state dock piece going to start moving forward, Mark?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a brief meeting with Mike Lushkin from the DOT. He's going to be passing through town, and we're just going to have a little informational meeting as far as I know, and it'll be interesting to see I don't think the state has any money to throw at them for repair, so what's our position going to be if they want us to take them over is going to be interesting. So, and I haven't really looked at the condition report that was done by the during the comprehensive plan, but it sounds like they're, well, I know the one in Hobart Bay is not in very good shape, and that's, I don't know what we'd use it for anyway, so. But the other two are important for the community, so we'll have to see what decisions we make on those.
And is it, have you always understood it to be like an all-or-nothing deal from the state, or can Petersburg come back and say, yeah, we'll take Papke's and or Kuprinoff or not Entrance Island, or what?
The discussion we had with the gentleman from the state last year, it was the manager, myself, and our lobbyist in Juneau, and it was kind of a take the three presentation, so we'll see. And I don't know what the state would do if we turned them all down.
Mm-hmm.
So... we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what goes forward. Yeah, it is. Now that the borough boundary is settled, we need to move forward with that.
What jumps out to you in the plan, whether you've had a chance to read the drafts or the final, these are final drafts now, but do you see any big recommendations that stick out to you that people should know about? Or?
Well, I haven't really gone through it in detail. I looked over it months ago, and I just had it printed out today, and it is a book. I think the main plan is 150 pages, and then the summary is another 50, and so it's a couple hundred pages worth of 250 maybe to look through. So like Liz said, pick your interests and look at them. It's a lot of paper there.
And I think one of the hot topics will be zoning outside the old city limits, beyond the old Petersburg city limits in the greater borough, which is something that the more remote residents have always been concerned about as well, extending that. Yeah, go ahead, Liz.
I was going to say, that's in there, but it's certainly not the priority recommendation. I think after the consultants had time to talk with a lot of people, I think what they came back with as far as recommendations, and they prioritized them for us for land use, the number one recommendation is to pursue local control of wetlands permitting. And I think that's a real positive, for especially for people who do live out of service area one. So that would be the number one thing. And then after that, it's extending subdivision authority, which again is not zoning, but it's just making sure that when property is divided, especially by our friends at the state, that there's adequate size lots and adequate access for those properties. So those, you know, alone are going to take some time. Zoning, it might get all the attention, but it's not like it's at the very top of anybody's priority list at this point.
And that wetlands permitting, one of the recommendations in the plan is that the borough can take a more active role in helping private property owners get through that process. That would be you, wouldn't it, or your department? So that would be helping make that happen. Is that right? Or
it could be.
Yeah.
Right, it's setting up basically a mitigation bank. Uh-huh. So if someone wanted to develop property, they could, in a sense, withdraw land from the mitigation bank and use that as in-kind for what they want to, you know, put a driveway or a house pad on. And so instead of having to sit around for 6 months or a year waiting for the Corps to get back to them, we could actually do it, handle it locally, and move their project along a lot faster.
Okay. Nancy, any other thoughts on either of these plans? There are some real specifics in the harbor master plan as well in terms of things to do along the waterfront. Anything that jump out to you?
I've read it more closely.
Okay. Well, that's everyone's homework assignment over the holidays.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Go ahead, Mark.
The thing that's important to move forward with now is the land selections committee needs to get together and start hopefully locating all the state land that's available to us, and then starting the process of picking what we want. I think it's like 1,400 acres. Or something, Liz, that we got to choose?
And is Petersburg set with that number? I know Wrangell has went back and challenged how much land they could go after, I think, or get from the state. But Petersburg's going ahead with that.
Well, I don't know if we'll go ahead with the 1,400 acres. I think through the process we'll see what the likelihood is of getting more than that, I would think. So we'll know more as it unfolds.
Which could take a legislative change
like
that. Okay. All right. Well, the plans are up there, and people can download them, read them over the holidays, and we'll hear more about that schedule for public approval And let's move on to, there's a couple other things on the agenda, although it's not a very thick one for tonight. There's a couple of zoning changes or proposed ordinances of zoning changes. Liz, anything to highlight in either of that two? There's a zoning change and there's a special use permit for consideration.
Those have both been really non-controversial so far through the process. And the zoning change, it's a property that has been leased by a private owner for years and years, and we just want to formalize the way it's being used and actually make it accurate in the zoning map, and also with the eventual goal of selling that property to the person that's been leasing it for I don't know how many years.
And that's on South 3rd Street.
Street.
We changed from single-family to mobile home.
Public use to single-family mobile home.
Okay.
Right.
The other one's a special use permit on Noceum Street and Pearl F.
Right, it's granting a special use permit to install and maintain a driveway. So there's a plan to build a single-family home back there, and they don't have access off from the street, so they want to put in a little driveway in the right-of-way. And that's a pretty standard request.
Okay.
And it looks like they've both been recommended by the planning and zoning, so it doesn't look like there should be any objections to them.
Okay. Any heartburn on either of those, Nancy?
Nope, I'm fine with them.
All right. Mayor's report, anything to report from your end, Mark?
Still looking for people to staff
a few appointed positions, huh?
Yeah, a few more people to get on the board. Hospital board and planning commission. We need two people for the hospital board and one for the planning commission, so you don't be afraid to put your name in the hat.
Okay. And also, your audit of the finances for the borough for the past year, I think probably the year that ended back in July, and anything scary, other than the state's budget picture, anything scary from the borough? The borough's financial status is pretty solid at the moment, right?
It looks like it, and then just recently we've heard of the Congress passing this bill, so payment in lieu of taxes, we get that, and we have received more money this year than anticipated for raw fish tax, the harbor money, so that's good. So.
And keep lobbying for a continued extension of the secure rural schools. Is that still?
Yeah, that's still in the works.
Still in the works.
Yeah.
Okay. You do have a contract for one of your lobbyists, Ray Matuszewski. Is he the Juneau lobbyist or DC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Juneau. He's our state lobbyist. Has been for a number of years.
Okay. So. You guys will consider that tonight. What else are we missing from tonight's agenda? Anything else important, Nancy? As you. Through?
I'm thumbing through here. I think you've covered it.
Okay.
We have some permits to okay, and that's about it. The rest of it has been... The big deal is going to be the development plan.
Okay.
Comprehensive
setting the schedule for the future meetings. So I know Bob Lynn had some concern about not having enough time, but it's been a year going through the process now, and this gives us another 90 days, so... if you want to comment and you see it, you know, what the schedule gets firmed up as, the public has time to comment. So now's you have 3 months.
Lots of opportunity for public comment, and a reminder too that these are just plans. They don't really commit anybody to do anything. So it will all come back before of the borough assembly for all the big decisions in the future, regardless of whatever the plan says for future votes. So.
That's the way I understand it.
That's the way it is.
Okay. All right. Well, and a reminder, too, it's a different start time for the meeting tonight, 6 p.m. You guys changed the second meeting start time, so not 7 p.m., 6 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, hopefully we're on our way home by 7.
Sounds good. All right. You can tune in here at KFSK. Thank you all for coming in today. And coming up next, we have Street Pete Music. Chuck Rose is your host.